Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews. Die Interviews zur Side City 2025. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Rango hatten wir schon mehrfach vorgestellt, ein Hinderniswarner, den man am Stock montiert und der über einen speziellen offenen Kopfhörer über Töne Hindernisse angibt, durch das Stereobild auch die Richtung. iCane ist ein weiteres Gerät aus Frankreich für den Langstock, das vor Hindernissen warnen soll, hier erfolgt die Anzeige allerdings durch Vibration. Hergestellt wird iCane von iEyes. Die Idee dazu hatte ein blinder Mensch, der mehrere elektronische Systeme getestet hatte und damit unzufrieden war. Aus dem Wochenendprojekt ist nun ein fertiges Produkt zusammen mit sehenden Ingenieuren entstanden. Kernstück sind zwei Vibrationsmodule direkt am Griff. Eines sitzt auf Daumenhöhe, das andere beim Zeigefinger. Hält man den Stock korrekt, meldet der Daumen Hindernisse oberhalb des Kopfes, etwa Äste oder Verkehrsschilder. Der Zeigefinger weist auf vordere Hindernisse im Laufweg hin. Die Stärke der Vibration nimmt dabei zu, je näher das Objekt kommt. Die Erkennung basiert auf Lasertechnik und reicht bis zu 12 Meter weit. Für enge Räume lässt sich die Distanz aber auch verringern auf bis zu nur noch 2 Meter. Als Zusatzfunktion gibt es eine LED-Leuchte für dunkle Umgebungen, damit man besser gesehen wird. Und mit einer Klingelfunktion kann man akustisch auf sich aufmerksam machen. Hält man dieselbe Taste länger gedrückt, ertönt ein Alarmton für Notsituationen. Das Gerät kann man grundsätzlich ohne App nutzen. Wer die App hat, kann die Tastenbelegung aber anpassen und man kann auch die eigene Körpergröße und Stocklänge eingeben, damit die Hinderniserkennung individuell kalibriert wird. Diese Möglichkeit bieten andere Systeme, soweit ich weiß, nicht und für mich klingt das sehr logisch und sinnvoll. In Vorbereitung ist ein integriertes KI-System. Damit kann man Fragen stellen wie: Wo befinde ich mich? Wo ist die nächste Kreuzung oder wie spät ist es? Das Gerät wiegt 165 Gramm und kann durch austauschbare Module für die Finger auch an Kinderhände oder Linkshänder angepasst werden. In Frankreich ist der iCane bereits erhältlich. Eine Anerkennung als Hilfsmittel in Deutschland durch die Krankenkassen ist in Arbeit. Der Preis liegt in Frankreich momentan bei rund 1.800 Euro. Ja, und Mobilitätstrainer freuen sich vermutlich darüber, dass es auch eine App gibt, mit der man dann sich auch visuell anzeigen lassen kann, was der Hindernissensor genau erkennt und meldet. Diese Details und weiteres jetzt im englischsprachigen Interview.
Now I'm here at iEyes, a company from France, and they show the iCane is the name of the device. Before we start, I hold here a cane in my hand. What is iCane or what's the background of your company?
So the background of the company began with Kevin, okay. Who is blind. He had a dog, an assistant dog. He go to the retreat. Mm-hmm. The dog was too old, and he tried electronic cane. He tried different, and he found nothing he like. Mm-hmm. So he decided to contact me and try to make our own cane and our own device. So this is how the company began.
Okay.
So we work first as a side project, the weekend project, and try to improve it like that at the beginning. And then I decide to leave my work and be in full time on this project. And this is how we create iEyes.
Mm-hmm. And now it is a cane, the auto-ray cane, and the iCane device is attached near the handle. And yeah, what is this device?
So the iCane detects obstacles up to 12 meters in front of you.
Okay.
And the obstacles above your head, front and above your head, it protects the top part of your body.
Okay.
you get the information of the obstacles on two parts. Mm-hmm. Here, I make you touch.
Okay.
Here you get. Are you right or left-handed?
Right-handed, yes.
Perfect. So hold the cane, mm-hmm. and here you can see it's the thumb position here, mm-hmm. and the index position here.
So okay.
You hold the cane like this.
Okay.
So I turn it on.
Now it vibrates, right?
Okay. So here you it's calibrated on 2 meters, mm-hmm. so you can change the distance of detection.
Okay.
So 2 meters is for narrow space. 12 meters is for very very large space.
Mm-hmm.
So the vibration modulates mm-hmm. depending on the distance of the obstacle.
But only on the right side, there's a vibration?
Just the right side is for top obstacles.
Okay.
If I put my... So, in fact, if you turn, because there is people in front of you,
mm-hmm.
so not that much here. If you're here, you don't feel any vibration at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I pass here...
Right. Uh-huh.
You feel me pass in front of the...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. By a right vibration.
Uh-huh. Here... I go forward to you,
mm-hmm.
and you feel the vibration change.
On both, yes.
There is someone passing through, and here you feel it. More closer I am to you,
mm-hmm.
More strong the vibration is.
Okay. Yes.
So with that mechanism, it indicates you the distance of the obstacle,
mm-hmm.
and the objective is to avoid the obstacles and find your way and find the path where there is no vibration.
Okay.
So there is this is not the only purpose of the product. We also embed a little light that is turned on automatically with the brightness of your environment.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when it's dark, it will automatically turn on.
Okay.
You have also embedded, it's usually used by Parisian,
mm-hmm.
because they are very pressé. They want to go really fast, so they use the button 4 on the cane. Here you have here you get 4 buttons.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh.
And on the 4
sound. Okay. Okay.
This is made for signal to people to move around.
Okay.
There is also an alarm system on this same button, but if you press it longer, it will make a loud noise of alarm. It's in case of emergency,
mm-hmm.
to call help.
Okay, okay.
So
and the other three buttons?
The other three buttons. The button 3 able to disable or enable Bluetooth.
Okay.
Because you can connect it to your phone.
Okay.
Button 1
for an app.
Yes, I will talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
So button 1 and 2 are for modify the distance.
Okay.
So here actually it's on 2 meters. If you put press button 2 one time, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now button 1 and 2 at the same time. Okay.
Okay. But the sound comes now from the app, or
no? Not
is
a
loud
yet.
Speaker inside.
It's a speaker inside.
Ah, okay.
For example, press again.
It talks. What I.
It indicates you the distance actually. Set.
3.
High detection.
No, in fact, button 3 can enable high detection and front detection. One press on 3 is high detection. 2 press is two quick press is
0%.
This is the battery level, so we are late in the day, so low in battery.
Okay.
You get also the light sensitivity for the lighting of the room, for example. Mm-hmm. You get
36%. 38%.
And if I put my finger on the sensor,
0%.
Here, you, okay. It's an easy way. For example, at night, when you someone let a light on. Mm-hmm. To know it at night.
Okay.
As I say, the device can be connected to your smartphone. It's mm-hmm. not mandatory, but you can do it to highly configure it. So you can change the height of the user, okay. the height of the cane.
Okay.
You can also remap function assigned to buttons.
Okay.
So, for example, if you don't want the ring bell, you can disable it, and you can assign another function to that button. Mm-hmm. We got also an IA integrated system that allow you to ask question or request things to the device. For example, where I am, next intersection, what time is it, things like that. For now, it's the beginning, so the IA haven't a lot of things that she can do, mm-hmm. but we work hardly on it to improve the functionality.
Okay.
We also have for people who form users to our device, we also have functionality to allow people who don't hold the device but hold the app to visually see what the device see and indicate to the person, mm-hmm. There is an obstacle and there is a vibration, but you don't stop or you don't turn. You should. It's an easy way to give information and feedback to train the user.
And the obstacle detection works via ultrasonic or laser?
We use LiDAR. Okay. Two LiDAR, mm-hmm. for top and front detection. Also, one thing. We work, as you can see, there is two parts for vibration. Mm-hmm. We designed this module to be replaced by the user. Mm-hmm. There is only two screws for each, so you can swap it for left-handed and right-handed. But the thumb can also be replaced easily. We work on different forms and different solutions of vibration for mm-hmm. each. For example, a smaller module for children, mm-hmm. To put the thumb on it and the index. It's the same device, but you just swap this element. And for example, for children, you don't have to buy another device for adults. You just change just change the thumb or the index.
Put the fingers on.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is the weight of this device? Is the cane much more heavier?
The weight is only 165 grams. Mm-hmm. We work a lot to reduce the most possible the weight. iCan is the first device made by and for blind people.
And is it available, or when can I buy it? And is a distributor or reseller in Germany?
So, actually, the device is sell in France via our website. You can buy it freely. In Germany, we are actually working to be on the list of the company, the insurance company can.
Yeah, for medical device and.
Yes, we are currently working on it to be whitelisted by this company to for the device be taken charge.
Okay. Health insurance and so on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And how much will it cost, or is it not so easy to say, I think?
No, actually, it's 1,800 euro.
Okay.
And it's available on our website, ia.eu.
But I think many from these devices detect obstacles and don't make difference between obstacles. If a person walks in front of me in the same speed, it also means that it is an obstacle. But it isn't an obstacle because the person has the same speed than I are walking. So yeah.
Yes, I understand. So the people who usually use a lot electronic cane, like I can, with experience they made the difference, and just by the way the device vibrates, it's the same, but the behavior and the time of the vibration is different. So with experience you can make the difference while walking. Mm-hmm. But of course the device don't do the difference. And we don't embed a camera to analyze image, so we can't really do the difference between obstacles.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Das war ein Beitrag aus SideViews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel, von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.